I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, a huge loss to our community. Bobby Tanner Jr. has passed away. If you don't know Bobby Tanner, he was instrumental in preserving the 20 Mule team and part of the Mule Museum at Laws. I was sitting with Bobby at Mule Days on Sunday. He was tired, and I asked if Bo wanted to do the interview as the young man that would one day be taking the mantle of the 20 Mule Days team. Never would I have thought that would have only been a few weeks after Mule Days. Bo and Claudia, our prayers are with you here at Sierra Wave. Meredith Hodges wrote on her Facebook page, "God bless one of the most amazing mule skinners of all time. We're sorry to report the passing of our dear friend and the spectacular teamster of the 20 Mule Team, Bobby Tanner. We send our prayers to his family and would hold him in our hearts forever. Goodbye, Bobby. You will most certainly be missed." Reminder, if you were summoned to appear in Independence today, June 24, 2024, that panel has been canceled. You do not need to appear. Turn around. Come back. Alma June Valenzuela was born on June 28, 1935 in Los Angeles, California, and went to heaven to reunite with our Lord and her loved ones on June 4, 2024. Alma and Stephen Valenzuela met and married in 1957. Her complete obituary can be found on SierraWave.net. Well, as some of you may have already known, we initially believed that our email subscriber list here at Sierra Wave was lost due to a server backup issue caused by a third party. Consequently, we requested everyone to sign up again. However, unbeknownst to us, our newsletter service provider had backed up our email list. Not only did we recover thousands of email addresses, we have also now discovered that we've entered into a higher tier due to exceeding our email quota, which necessitates an increase in our subscription costs. That is amazing. Despite this unexpected expense, it is a positive challenge because it confirms that we now manage one of the largest, if not the largest, email newsletter subscriber list in the Valley. Do not worry. We will not bombard you with daily emails and news updates. Yeah, if you subscribe to wanting to know updates, then you would. But as far as the newsletter is concerned, we'll allow you to continue to grab the news as you want it from our website or social media pages. But we will begin doing a monthly newsletter in the near future. This news has brought great excitement to the team at Sierra Wave this weekend. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media or on Instagram.